Good evening, konbanwa, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the clubhouse. Joining you tonight for many fun and games and frolicking and verbal sparring as always, it's the one, the only, Hizzle to the Bizzle, the tech guy. I had nothing there, sorry. I just assumed there's an insult in there, hidden somewhere.
We'll just take it on
the evening, everybody. How's everyone doing? It's late in the evening, but we have to bring you all the episodes, so we're here.
You see, we are committed to the cause. I am standing in my kitchen, cleaning, and doing this, and recording. But it's okay. It's okay. Chiefs are in the final. It's okay. Anyway, so... Also joining us is, again, the king of sodium chloride himself, Mr. N.A. to the motherfucking C.L. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's sodium chloride, i.e. munyu or salt.
Why does he keep referring to you as a salty person, bruh?
He's referring to you.
No, it's impossible. He cannot be talking about me. He cannot. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible.
Yeah, I'm the angry one. You're the salty one.
Are you alive, Gavin?
I'm okay. You?
I'm good.
I'm fucking tired. I'm just exhausted. God, burning the midnight oil. But that's what we got to do to get content to you guys. So it's all good. Anyway, we had an interesting show. Short one tonight, sadly, but still quite interesting. Just going to be previewing the games coming up this weekend. Obviously, tomorrow, we've got the Canes and the Landers. The Canes in a last-ditch effort to build some momentum and find some and surge deep. Deep down inside.
Very deep.
For some pride. Taking on a very motivated Highlanders team. Where are they playing? Forsyth Bar or in Wellington?
They're playing at Wellington Regional Stadium.
Right, cool. So they're playing in the Caton. And obviously, we've got on Saturday... the Blues will be hosting the Chiefs' third string side, so that'll be an interesting matchup. I laughed the Blues lose. I actually cut myself from laughing if they lose. It'll be hilarious if you guys lose. Do you know the Chiefs have 6 debutants playing in that game, bro? 6.
Dude, that's a Jaleel.
Bro, dude, the only 2 people who started last weekend are playing.
That's bullshit.
Only two. Bryn Gatland and Peter Gus.
No.
Nobody else, man. Yeah.
Actually, you're right. Damn, son.
Yeah, bro. You want to question me on knowledge of my team?
No. You know what I think? I was looking at the other side, bro. And I was having a blonde moment for a second. But Trask is back, so I guess that's...
Yeah, that's good. Caleb Trask is back. Sean Wainui will be captaining from the midfield. Good to see Rivers Rehana getting a shot.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So it should be an interesting game. I think, you know what, it's one of those kind of situations where this really is a kind of make-or-break game for the Blues, because if the Blues lose to this crowd, they're going to capitulate. Literally capitulate.
You see Liam Messam in there, dude.
Yeah, man. Legend of the game. Legend. Yeah, I mean, he's the most capped chief of all time. So, you know, really.
He needs to help us get a trophy next week. And I'm only saying us because I'll support anyone but the Crusaders. I know I'm interrupting you, but in this, it's good interruptions. Yeah, I'm saying we are supporting the Chiefs.
We don't need your support.
We need to end that winning streak.
Away from us. Stay away from us. No, to be honest, guys, we do. I get it, but it's gonna be really tough. It's a really tough kind of ask, you know. I think for once I'm gonna be sensible. I think the Chiefs have done wonderful, wonderful things to get to where they are right now. But you know, to go all the way is gonna be a tough ask. It's gonna be a tall order, but you know, fuck it. You know, that's why we support. Well, this is why we are sports fans. You know, this is, yeah, it's that kind of just it's watching time, someone.
Times like this, where you need to pull out that support thing, where you're like, no matter what, bro, these guys are gonna pull it off, bro.
Yeah, they're
sensible, yeah, bro. Just say it.
It's real Roy of the Rovers stuff. So, but we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about
that next week. All I'm gonna say is, if I have any plans of anyone, if anyone was planning on making any plans of me, bro, it ain't gonna happen. I am watching the Chiefs Saturday morning. I'm watching the Chiefs. If we win the final, I will have no voice, and I'll be doing the Chiefs haka in my underwear in my living room all day on Saturday.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. Too much information for the listeners. Thank you for sharing, but too much for us.
Bro, we need to up our female audience. I think that'll do the thing.
No, I doubt. I doubt.
Get the fuck out of here. You're a hater.
We can get you a Rora squad. We can get you a Rora squad that will help, you know, boost the listenership after a couple of drinks.
Yeah. You're an uncouth individual. But anyway, let's not talk about the final now. Let's talk about the Canes and the Landers. I think it's going to be a really interesting game because, yeah, you know, the Canes are coming off a really close loss. And it just seems like they're that team that's just going to have that season. You know, that season full of close scrapes and so on and so forth. And I think the Landers are a really workmanlike pack. And I think they'll do it. I think the Landers will beat the Canes.
Likelihood, yes, when you look, judging on form, definitely the Landers are likely to win. However,
fact,
you know what?
Let's crack out Super Brew right now.
And what? And you're making your.
I'm making my picks right now. Landers by 4.
I am sticking with my team this time. And I'm saying this is the one that we're going to take. We beat them the last time, just for the record. This is the one win we have. We won.
You're
at least trying to get into double digits, guys. This is what it's about, man.
I just checked the leaderboard. I am 2 points ahead of Lucky, so he could regain the lead. You can't catch me.
He's lucky. That's what it's about. Lucky somehow is lucky.
Why do we say lucky instead of just saying lucky?
Lucky.
Hey, bruh. It's African heritage.
Nah, this is what the thing. I'm wondering what this guy is trying to come out here with this BS over here.
He actually, he don't know nobody.
Okay, so anyway, I cracked the top 10 in Zim. This is lovely.
In Zim?
In
Zimbabwe, tough where I am. Tough at the bottom. It's hard.
Looks like you're at the bottom of every table, but anyway. So yeah, you were saying, sorry, before I... So I said Landers by 4. HB, what do you think?
This one is tight, but I'm skimming Canes.
Good man, HB.
Why are you saying Canes?
Because the Canes, they need to win something, so they'll be desperate. And okay, quick one. Is what's his name? Smith starting for the Highlanders.
Yes. They've got a fire squad, Canes, to be fair.
Canes are winning.
The Landers squad is fire. Okay, so it's exactly the team that's been performing very well. The back row is on fire. I mean, Billy Harmon, Frizzell, and Jimeno are all there. Then you've got Aaron Smith. Then Narek is there. If anything, Nani is going to have to pull something for us there in the centers just to get bring some sanity back into this thing.
I need to follow
and I think
on Twitter so I can see how he's feeling.
And you know what? For once, I have to say, the Canes need to stop this whole one-man thing, one-man game, because you're now expecting so much of Jordy, and I don't know, man.
Yeah, true. I mean, look, when I look at it, okay, so the last performance, yeah, even though we didn't get the W, I think against the Chiefs, the Canes played better rugby, okay? Better rugby in the sense that they were improved from the week before.
Okay, I thought you were going to say they played better rugby than the Chiefs. You were going to get a dressing down, my friend.
I knew it. I knew you were waiting for that. That's why I had to quickly come in and cover myself. They looked a better side. They looked a bit more... They looked like they had a bit more cohesion. And, okay, look, I will obviously back my boys because... You know, this is the game of the local season before we get into the Trans-Tasman.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. I think these guys will do it. They look like they've got something.
Sorry, that's my sink.
And just to end it up, I think they're gonna try put in a big one.
They will obviously try put in a big one because I mean. There's a lot at stake here. Pride is a lot, guys. Pride counts for a lot. So I'm expecting them to put in a big effort, but I just don't think that they're in a good space as a team. I don't think they're in a great space as a squad. There's too much individualism, too much reliance on Nani to do something special or Jordy to do something special. And I think that's just going to bite them in the ass, you know? Big time. No, not that it can. It fucking will. What are you talking about? It can. It will.
Jeez.
Okay, you're... Sorry?
When we win. Not that it means anything. I'll give you a phone call just to remind you.
Yeah, well, I'm not invested in this game, so it's all good, dude. Like, literally. I'll be at work. I'll be at work while this match is going on.
We know you're free at that time.
No, I'm not. I'm not free at that time. I'll be busy at Graft, so, you know. Definitely not free at that time. But I still will be watching bits and pieces of the game. Somehow, somewhere. I'll figure it out. I always do.
So that's the Canes. That's the Canes land is done. Obviously, HB, thank you for supporting my boys. Let's leave this hate out.
So you said Canes by how much?
I got Canes
by how much?
5.
Okay, Canes by 5. All right. Okay, cool.
HB, what have you got?
Canes by 5.
There we go. And Gav?
Landers by 4. Somebody's got to be different. We can't all be backing the Canes.
Swimming against the current.
Let me go into Super Bruin.
You know what? You know what? We don't do this so we can all agree on something. Come on, we need some form of conflict and disagreement. And I'm glad to be the bad guy. It's okay. I feel like Chael Sonnen. I'm okay to be the bad guy.
You feel like who?
Chael Sonnen.
Okay.
You don't know who he is, do you?
It sounds like you said Tails from Sonic. That's how I was like, what?
Clearly, you need to go to bed soon. But I feel like I'm like Chael Sonnen. I offer an alternative view of things because I don't like to go with the prevailing narrative, which is what you guys are throwing out there.
Very.
Oh.
Okay. So, Blues Chiefs.
Right. Look, Chiefs.
Did you just outright say the Chiefs?
Eden Park. Saturday.
No, this has Blues written all over it. I'm sorry to say it. This has Blues written all over it. But I think the Blues are in a really bad space right now. And they're not going to play with the freedom that they want to or that they should be playing with. I think they'll be playing within themselves, trying to force matters, trying too hard to get out of this little rut that they're in, which isn't really that bad a rut. I think they've done better than they have in recent years. And it's a process. People don't understand this. And like the Chiefs were consistently crap. Okay, they weren't as crap as the Blues are now.
Come the fuck on.
The whole statement does not make
sense. Just lost two games.
That whole statement
Hold on. Yes. They weren't as crap as the Blues were for a decade, yes. But the Chiefs weren't setting the world alight. Remember, guys, they played in one of the most one-sided Super Rugby finals ever. Albeit they were playing against a Blue Bulls team, which was... Okay, I'm not going to be controversial here, but anyway, they played against that Bulls team and they got absolutely hammered at Loftus. Okay, but that was when the Chiefs were supposedly that was when they were bad, you know. And then it took six years for them to get to another final, you know, and win. So it's a process, and I think people need to be patient with the Blues. The Blues are that team that everyone loves to love. Everyone wants to like them. Everybody wants to like them. But hey, nobody's patient enough. Nobody's patient enough to do the hard yards and stick with them. And I think they need to... It's a process. They need to be patient with themselves. I think they will definitely get there. They definitely will get there. If they just take the learnings from this, they will definitely get there. And, you know, I still think that the impatience, the extremely high expectations, all of that kind of stuff could actually lead them to slip up the weekend. I really think, I mean, on paper, there's no way. The Blues should win this by 50 points. It's going to go either one way, one of two ways. Either the Blues are going to smash the Chiefs, like hammer them, or they're gonna lose. They're gonna lose by less than 4 points. It's gonna go one of the two. They're gonna lose.
Okay, so I think. Okay, so when you look at this side, it's again another stacked Blue side. However, last game, these guys really have a point to prove. Okay, and building on last week's performance against the Saders, it wasn't a bad game. They actually played pretty well. I think they can pull it off, and they're probably going to. I mean, okay, again, this Chiefs side is really not. It's still solid when you look at it. I mean, but it's just exactly. It's decent.
Six debutants.
You know, Finau.
No. Hold on. Six debutants, bruh. Come on.
Okay, fine. All right. But what I'm saying is,
come on, don't be silly, man.
From scratch. We're not starting from scratch. So anyway, in any case, the Blues losing this would be now going down a very slippery road. And jobs will be lost. We need to be honest.
It's
jobs
not funny.
Will be
lost. Even funny how many jobs will be lost.
Yeah, what do they call Tana? What's Tana's title? Far logo. What is it?
No, that's his name.
It's a title, dude. It's just like how whatchamacallit now has a title. What's his name? The other guy, Havili. But anyway, so I believe jobs will be lost if they go down this road, this slippery road that you're talking about.
They'd be silly to fire people.
The fact that Sullivan finally gets a chance. For me, is some exciting stuff because I believe he's one of the most talented fullbacks, up-and-coming fullbacks in New Zealand at the moment. He's a slippery character, and he's going to be one to watch. I'm kind of disappointed that they've decided to start with Bryce Heem, when they've got AJ Lamb on the bench, right?
What? I thought, what's the Blues lineup?
Okay, so the Blues lineup, it'll be Carl, Eklund, Laulala, Tuioti, Mariner, then Derry, Robinson, Choate, Sotutu, Christie, Black, Clark, Talia, Ioane, Heem, and Sullivan at the back. Okay, the bench has got Vikena, Tungafasi, Renata, Goodhue, Ioane, Nok, Plummer, and AJ Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a stacked side, but I'm very disappointed. Last game of the season, I think AJ Lamb deserved, just like Sullivan got the start here, I thought he was going to get the start and he was going to. I really want to see what he's got.
That kid is fire.
Exactly, you know, and you know what? Look, this is one of those games, right? Where you're saying as a coach, or at least if I was ever a coach or a decent one or for anything, I'd probably say, look, Bryce Heem, seasoned veteran. Come, what do you think you're going to get out of this game? Go on to the bench, hey AJ, let's see what you can do. Show us what you can prove for next season. This is your opportunity. This is the kind of game to do that. But I don't know. That's what they go for. Again, I'm also kind of disappointed that Oteri starts. I think he's just been poor for the last couple of games. It's sad to say, but it's just the truth. He just hasn't really done much. I would have preferred to see Harry Plummer there. Okay, you know, and obviously they probably will need to look at bolstering their fly half stocks pretty soon, because that is an area that also has a lot of problems at the moment. But I just believe this may be the Blues weekend. Not that it'll be anything to gloat about or write home about, but they need to win this game. They need to keep they need to go into next season with a bit of momentum. Whether or not it'll still be the same tournament, there may be changes or whatever it is, they need to finish off on a high. And I don't think they'll take it lying down. And I have gone Blues by 10.
They need to go into the Trans-Tasman with a bit of positive thought.
It's tricky, my friend.
It's very tricky. That's why they need a win, bruh. They've been taking L's, bruh.
Yeah.
They've been on L's. The air, and I'm not happy about it.
Those L's may continue in Trans-Tasman, my friend.
Aye, we can't have that. Damn thing that.
So I've got... No. That's my call. The Blues by 10.
Kev?
I told you already, this game has Blues written all over it. Like, honestly, yeah. It's got Blues plastered and written all over it. But I think it's going to go one of two ways, as I said to you. Either it's going to be a blowout and the Blues are going to hammer this Chiefs team because they need to make a statement, or they're going to lose very narrowly. And being a Chiefs fan, I have to be true to the team I support. So, yeah. I'm going to go with the Chiefs by 4.
Chiefs play what?
It's going to cost me more than likely a Super Bowl, but you know what? Loyalty above everything. So the Blues should win this. It should be a blowout. But yeah, guys, when you go out and you've got a point to prove and you're so desperate to do everything so well, and there's that feeling of forcing it, you know? And yeah, man.
You're right.
If Wainui can contain Rico Ioane and the Chiefs can...
Hold on, Gav, say that again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're running away.
Is Rico on the... What's the Blues lineup again? Sorry,
Rico's on the bench.
He's in the center, dude. He's not on the bench. Rico's there, dude. Him and Talia.
Mm-hmm.
They're the center.
That's a big center pairing because Daniela Tilly is not a small man. But anyway, if you can contain Ioane, that's the spark from that Blues backline contained. If you can contain Paps. Is Paps on? Is Paps playing?
Nope.
So who's playing at seven?
So what's you've got. So you got Robinson. You've got Choate and Sotutu. Choate had a good game.
If you can contain Robinson and you can contain Rico, the Blues have nothing else at the moment. They have nothing else. So, you know, like I said, either it's going to be a blowout and the Blues are going to win by 30 points, which they should, or the Chiefs are going to win by four. Very unlikely, but I've backed the Chiefs to win by four.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Are you backing your boys? You're backing your boys, guy. HB.
Oh, got it.
This is a painful one to decide.
Theta. Pratt, Dinah.
So the story here would be, of course, Blues by 10. Yeah, but I have concerns. I've not been a happy camper the last 2 weekends. Not at all.
Are you ever a happy camper, though?
2 weekends. Are we just
going always to happy? Two? That's the secret. Yes, Dragon 2. Come on now. Don't go stretching it. It's only 2 weekends. The last 2 weekends I've been sad. Because I thought that they would have beaten those O's the last time, but hey. Just last 2 weekends. Oh. I made peace with the previous weekends, previous years. So, Blues by 10.
Okay.
Blues by 10.
Interesting.
Definitely.
And then, guys, we've got the... Ooh, there's Chance Tasman Fantasy we can play as well. Sorry, my bad.
Drifted off. Are we finna stop that?
Then we've got Brumbies versus Force semi-final on Saturday as well.
I think these Australians are playing games with us. They're forcing positions. There's no need for the semi-finals there. They should have done exactly what happened in New Zealand. Why are we trying to? I know the Force pulled off a thingy, but come, guys, let's respect each other.
This is why the EuroLeague was being formed, for these dumb things.
For this very reason, that you know,
this is why the EuroLeague was being formed. Jesus.
So Force and Brumbies by
14.
I'll say Brumbies by 10.
God, Brumbies by 15.
I think Oyo Ofela has lost the element of surprise. I mean, but if you'd watched the under-20 World Championships a couple of years ago, you would have seen what he's capable of. But I just feel like, yeah, dude, people, you've lost the element of surprise now. People know you're a good finisher. People know you're dangerous. So they're going to find a way to nullify your impact on the game. Simple as that. And I think that Brumbies rolling more. The Brumbies have been on a bit of a skid recently as well, though. They haven't been playing.
They kind of pulled off a Crusaders, kind of, you know. I don't know if teams have also figured them out a bit, but that definitely has been. I've also gotten that feeling that they've slipped a little bit.
They've slipped up, but yeah. I think they've got enough in the tank to take on the Force. Although the Force have won a few games in a row, they're on a bit of a winning run, a bit of a win streak. I just think last weekend's effort would have taken a lot out of them, and I think the Brumbies are hungry. They want to revenge. They want to get revenge against the Reds.
The Reds. That's so, the thing. And that's going to be a big so driver.
I give it to the Brumbies. Big time.
Brumbies by 10.
Definitely. Yeah. And then moving on to some actual real finals rugby and knockout rugby. Woo!
Now we are talking. Eh? Now we are.
Toulouse and Bordeaux. Who you got?
I'm going to go to Toulouse.
Against who?
Bordeaux.
Yeah,
it's not an easy call. To be fair, it's not. These aren't easy calls to make. I want to be honest.
But
and you
what
know
are you, what are you wrong. Using as your evidence?
They've got a lot of
pedigree.
Yeah, pedigree. That's what.
And beating Munster the way they did at Thomond Park.
That
I don't
was
think classic. You guys understand HB. I don't think you understand Thomond Park or Thomond Park. As those people from Munster like to call it. Sorry, I'm a little guy. We don't get along. But anyway, Thomond Park has this... Honestly, that stadium has this kind of atmosphere, dude. To beat Munster there, you know, especially back in the days of O'Connell, O'Gara, O'Callaghan, Peter Stringer, Trevor Halstead, especially in those days, Anthony Foley, it was unheard of. It was like, bruh, you had to grow an extra arm and a leg, you know, just to beat those dudes there. Obviously, the Magic has dwindled a little bit ever since they remodeled, they rebuilt it. It was still a bit of a fortress, but to still do that, the way in which Toulouse came back and put a stamp on it definitively.
Dude, they just showed, I think for me, that was, for me, okay, when I look at it, and look, it's not like the other semifinal is a washout by any measure or anything, but for me, that game against Munster kind of put them as front runners in my eyes, at least to say these guys have that pedigree and they're not playing games, they're not taking any prisoners, because that was a dismantling where it looked like it was going to be close or whatever. They just literally then they started opening it up.
Mm-hmm. It's what you call it's championship pedigree, guys, and Toulouse just have it, and it's going to be one hell of a game though. That matchup between Jalibert and what's
Romain.
His name? Mm-hmm. And yeah, and Mr. Ntamack himself. Whew, it's gonna be something else, man.
And I guess a lot of these kids also have points to prove. The DuPonts of this world, and you know, this is, they haven't necessarily won anything internationally, but this is a good way to really stamp that. You know, it's a good way to stamp your authority on the game. This is, for me, this is where DuPont is probably going to get his, if he's to win, if they're to win the Heineken Cup, and if the vote was with me, you will probably find that's how he rubber stamps himself as the World Player of the Year for this year. This is going to be it. That's all he needs, and under his cap, he needs something to take home, and he's going to be riding hard on this thing. That doesn't have much else.
And so, HB, who are you backing, Boyki?
I'd have to back Toulouse back then, because I know who's there and what they're capable of doing. So, yeah, by five.
Nice. So,
European games, closer though. Anyway.
Oh, guys, just a quick one. Yeah. Leon Lescott is starting. Ioane got injured.
Oh, Nehi.
Sorry. Man. Nehi. What? Sorry, what? What?
Ioane got injured and Milner Scudder is going to be starting. Dude, I'm happy for him though, because I've been sad to see him sit on for so long.
Sorry. And it changed my mofo pick. Okay. What the hell?
You're a hater.
Just because you are the one who was treating us that Milner is known for one main thing. Beginning of this season. Now you want to act like you're supporting the homeboy. No, Dragon. You were tuning out that Milner. If the season ends, wouldn't that be terrible? He comes back last game and just something happens. Fuck.
Well, that's what happened the last time, isn't it? So
You check now. You check these guns. Niggas got PTSD right now.
So,
homeboy got PTSD. It's not going down. No. Mm-mm. Chiefs by six.
Chiefs? What are you talking about, Chief? What is this guy
talking about? Which one you were talking about?
Wait, those Highlanders, Hurricanes, dude. What are you...
Which one are you talking about?
Ioane, Joshua Ioane.
Never mind. What you mean, Blues?
What this guy? This guy. Anyway, I will go to lose by three. Finals rugby. I don't think it's going to be. They've got the potential to open it up, and put up a decent margin. But I believe finals rugby is always close. I'm going to go by three.
Okay.
I'll say by six. No, by eight actually.
Eight. Okay.
So no one's supporting Bordeaux.
No.
Pedigree, bro. Pedigree.
Damn.
Maybe next week we'll come back and we'll be like, ah, it was tough. It was tough.
Mm. For sure, it went down.
Yeah. After that, yep. What do we have?
We have the game, the match of this is now, as stories and fairy tales go, this is one hell of a fairy tale. This is the old enemy, Ronan O'Gara, facing up against Leinster. The old enemy. He hurt us as a player. Now he's trying to hurt us as a coach. With his La Rochelle team. And I don't know if you guys have been seeing, the main man has just been doing his thing at La Rochelle. He has been getting plaudits left, right, and center for his innovative coaching and the way he's doing things at La Rochelle. This is going to be an interesting game. I do think that La Rochelle would not have benefited from the easy quarterfinal they had against Sale Sharks. I mean, geez, even Raymond Rule looked like a world beater. But
he's working on them, man.
I think Leinster will have, guys, that La Rochelle team is freaking amazing. Like Levani Botia, Gregory Aldrete, Gordon, Raymond Rule as well. As much as I'm hating, he's one heck of a player. Ehiya West, you know, I think they have a phenomenal squad, but they just do not have the machine-like power and quality that Leinster do. And when Robbie Henshaw is on song, Henshaw and Ringrose on song, and James Lowe decides to defend, you know, properly, and behind that Leinster pack that is, we all know is a machine, I back Leinster to do it. Again, it's the championship credentials, and it's going to be one hell of a game. I can't wait for Saturday. It's going to be the highlights of my weekend.
Yeah, you know what? Everything in me is telling me to back Leinster for obvious reasons. Yeah, dude, it's very difficult. But, I mean, like you said, La Rochelle have been looking good. A lot of what we used to look at as average players are suddenly looking like they are. They've got quality there. And, you know, I don't know. Leinster are likely to take it, but it would be nice to see La Rochelle do it. You know, just for
it. It would be.
That fairy tale. Kind of, yeah.
It would be. But, hey, like I said, I'm a Leinster man. And as much as I respect and love Ronan O'Gara as a player, fuck the own. Dang. Nah. He heard us enough when he was playing. But he can't do this to us when he's coaching. Shah, Rog, please, bro. Just come on. Please.
This shit right here.
It'll leave you deaf, son.
I'll go Leinster as well. I think on this one, I have to do it with my head, which is Leinster. I can't be emotional and try and think that, you know, I want to see O'Gara just shaft Leinster. But yeah, I'll go with Leinster on this one.
La Rochelle by 5.
Hey, Leinster by 3.
I say Leinster by 11. They're gonna pull away in the last 15 minutes.
There's also some rainbow cup, guys.
Okay. I'm gonna go to bed. All right, guys. There are our predictions. Join us on Monday. We'll be back to review what should be an epic weekend of rugby. Plenty of highlights, plenty to talk about. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, guys, even if you've had the jab, still mask up till your second dose. If you haven't had the jab, Shamwari, what are you doing? Huh? Go get it done, please.
Can't wait for New Zealand rugby to sell to Silver Lake.
Yeah,
but that's a story for another time.
The unions are backing it, so.
That's a story for Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it from us. Cheers, guys. See you after the weekend.
Have a good one.